Hello, this is Enzo Mucci. Welcome to episode number 12 of the Race Driver Coach Show. And today, we're getting down to business. I want to talk about the things that are going to really make a difference in your racing career, or just to stick around in motorsport. Because there's one thing for sure, and there's a big myth. Everybody thinks, oh, if I win this championship, if I win this race, then it'll be okay. Things will happen. Teams will call me up. Sponsors will want to be with me more. Opportunities will arise. Doors will open. I'll be okay. All I've got to do is win. That's a myth. It's not true. You can't win, rest on your laurels, and think everything's going to be rosy the year after. Because very often, you can win a championship, but no one gives a toss. No one cares. Yeah, it's great. You got more points than the person next to you, or all the other people on the grid. Well done. What you're going to do now is unlock to the next championship, which is higher up. It's going to cost you money. Congratulations. You've just earned the right to win. You've earned the right to pay more. Motorsport's like that. So there's more to it than winning. If you win, it doesn't mean that the manufacturer, the sponsor, the team that you really want to be with is going to call you up and give you a shot. It's great if that happens, but very often it doesn't. And I want to just put that fire out now and talk to you and say, really, the biggest skill that you need, obviously driving, but really it's sales. You've got to become the fastest salesperson in the world, the best salesperson, because that's the way you're going to open doors, right? That's what's going to happen. If you are not selling people that are the next tier, or they've got an opportunity for you, you know, they're here, they're looking down. If you're not selling to them why you should be picked, why you should be given a chance, why you should be sponsored, why they should invest in you in some way, then it won't happen. You've got to knock on their doors. You've got to stand out. You've got to show them that you can provide the benefits that they're looking for in somebody. In a driver, in a business partnership. And the only way you do that is to communicate. And to communicate, you've got to sell. For example, motorsport, right? We know motorsport is pretty good for getting sponsorship. It's not great, there's better sports, but still there is value for companies to sponsor a driver, a team, a championship, or whatever it is, just to sponsor the sport in some way, because there's many benefits. Just to list them off, there's B2B opportunities, investment opportunities, hospitality, corporate events, athlete investment, networking, branding of course, introductions, product placement, staff incentives, customer incentives, recruitment opportunities, potential customer information that you can provide through your sport. There's international and local area advertisement, and you can help them improve their social media presence. Not to name most of them, but they're benefits that a lot of companies would find interesting. If you put a massive price tag on them, obviously then they become a bit diluted and not as effective for them, not as attractive. But if you price them right, you price this correctly, then they'll be interested. You say you've got all these things that you can offer them, right? And you think to yourself, okay, in the decision process, the people that need to open doors for me in the future, who do I need to attract? Sponsors. Okay. Companies. What kind of companies would like these benefits? Who would it fit with? And then you go and find them. You find the sort of company that would like to have that, would like to have the brand in a motorsport as well. And maybe they like motorsport. Maybe they've got some kind of history there. And you think, I need to approach them. I need to package up what I can offer them through this championship or using another championship or me as a driver. What I can offer them. And then sell the fact that this is great for their company. It's not the only way, it's just an option for them. This sport can provide them with great things that can help them. Now, if they've got a new product, right? They've got this brand new product coming out next year, and you want to get into a championship next year, and they see that this product can be placed in your sport with you, and you're selling this to them. You're their person that's on the inside of the sport, and you can offer them all these benefits to help them get this product out, to help people test the product, get reviews, find customers they've never really tapped into before, then you've got something, right? And you just need to go and sell it. you need to be a salesperson. That's just the sponsorship side, we know that. But then you need to sell yourself to a race team. Why should they select you? Why should they pay you? Why should they pay you for a fourth year running when you've not really done much before, or if you have? Tell them, show them. You've got to sell in order to open doors. It's the same in any industry. If you're a great driver, fast, but you can't talk to people, people don't really get on with you. You're not really liked. You don't have people saying, I want to give that driver a shot. If you don't have that, you're finished. There's no point being the fastest, but nobody wants to open the door for you. Nobody wants to give you that chance. You just end up with nothing. You'll get something, but it won't be what you want. You've got to sell them. And selling people is basically people power. How can you win? This is an easier way to put it. How can you win people over? How can you get people to really invest in you, to want you to succeed, to want you to be who you know you should be and who you know you can be? How can you get everybody to influence people? That's what I'm really asking. How can you influence people in the industry so then you get opportunities? That's it. And outside the industry. How are you doing that now? Do you think, I mean, this is me now as a coach, right? Talking about influencing people. If I'm working with a driver and I'm giving it everything, I want that driver to succeed, and I'm giving them all the tips that I know, I can see how they're driving, I can see how they're acting in front of the team, they're not leading the team, and I help them do that, whatever area it is they need to improve mentally. But I don't see it coming the other way. I see that driver as being hard to get on with. People don't like that person. People don't want to help that person. They alienate themselves. They try and screw over the teammates instead of try and genuinely beat them or learn from them. And they're very hard to get on with. It's very difficult. Me as a coach, giving it, if it's only one way, it doesn't last long. It makes my job terrible. In fact, I get depressed. If I'm working with a driver that I'm not really feeling, and I know he's not putting the effort in, he's just doing it for a pastime because the parents want to do it, or whatever it is, it kills me, man. It makes me actually, it gets me to the point where I question what I do. If I've got two or three of these drivers on the books in 1 year, I'm suicidal, I tell you. It's terrible because you're going out there, you're flying, you're spending 4 days away a week, you're spending hardly any time at home for your business, for your life, for your wife, for everything, your personal side. You're sacrificing that really to be with this person, this driver who doesn't really want to be there. It's terrible. It's a very dark place actually. I hate being in that situation. I try and avoid it all the time. But it's funny how often it happens. Drivers out there haven't got a clue how to win people over. You've got to understand that every decision, you're going to have thousands of decisions, right, to get from where you are to where you want to be or to remain where you are. It's going to be thousands of decisions along the way, not individual ones, maybe group ones. And then decisions are made by people, humans. Humans are your key to get what you want. If you can win them over, if you can convince them in certain situations that you're the person for what they need, and it's the truth, you'll go very far. It's all about influencing. It's all about getting people on your side. It's all about seeing the benefits that you can provide and communicating it to them. If you can do that and deliver on the goods, which means driving, and deliver on the benefits that you promised them, which is the advertisement, the branding, all the other stuff. If you can do that, you will be around a very long time. But it sounds obvious, right? But no one's really doing it. You get the driver there that's going to the gym all the time and maybe on a simulator, but that's just working on the actual sporting side. You've got to think business. That's what we're here for. You're in a business sport. This isn't a sport where people just put on shoes and run around a track. This is a sport where you get manufacturers involved, massive amount of money, and then you race. It's pretty much in that order. And then even then, when you're racing, it doesn't go to plan. You can spend all the money you want, it doesn't go to plan, you need more. But that's a new story, that's a different story. But what you've got to understand is you've involved yourself in a sport that's stupidly expensive. It was back in the day, if somebody wanted to build a car, which takes money, build a car and prove how good it is, they would race it. Right, 50, 60 years ago, they'd race it, right? And that's what it was about, a motor sport. But then all of a sudden, one day, somebody said, this driver's good, didn't have much money, and then that driver did well, all of a sudden, us working class people thought we had a right to be there, which we do, but we didn't understand that it's an expensive sport. So to play, somebody's got to pay in some way, right? That's the saying I always say. Excuse me. But in order for people to pay for you when you haven't got the money, you've got to be able to convince them. And there's going to be decisions that are going to have to be taken for them to say yes. And that's all it is. You've got to sell, sell, sell your heart out until somebody gives you a shot. You've got to sell to that race team for that one half a day test that you can do for them to show how good you are. But on top of that, the other stuff that you can bring for them. You've got to win them over. You've got to win them over in a way that does sell them on your talent, but also sells them on the commercial business side of things. How can you do that? You do that first, right, by saying, who are the decision makers? Who are the people that I've got to convince in order for me to get what I want next? The next step, right? Not to, don't have to think too long term. The next step, who opens the door? Who's got the key to the door that can open it for me and then I'll get what I want next year? Okay, it's X, it's that person. How can I convince them that I'm the person for the job? I've got to know what they want. Do they want hard cash? Do they want to save money in their company if it's a team? Do they want somebody to invest in their team? Hardcore investment, like a business deal, I could sort that out maybe. What do they need? And if it's a sponsor, what do they need? If it's a company you've got in mind, and how can you provide it for them? And then, once you know that, once you know what they need and how to provide it through your sport, through your connections, through you, how do I communicate it and win them over? The selling. It's all part of selling. The part about finding out who's a decision maker is research. The part about finding out how can you provide that or get somebody else through you to provide that for them, research for selling. But it's all part of the sales process. And then the end, to bring it home, is just to convince them. Say, oi, over here, look what I've got for you. And it's going to cost this much, or it's going to mean this. Might not be money. Might be B2B. You're going to couple these two, shake hands. They're going to do business. You're going to get commission. You're going to spend on racing. All that race team will say, because you sorted this out, you're in the car for one meeting or whatever, or for the year. You've got to be a bit savvy now. I don't care if you're 14, 15, if you're 50 and you're racing, you've still got to get this in. If you're not paying out of your bank balance, if you're not paying out your parents' bank balance, then you've got to be a good business person and salesperson. And this is something that will help you, not just in motorsport. This will help you everywhere. If you know how to extract people's needs, values, what they want, and then to try and meet them with what you can provide, you are going to be successful in everything you do. Because that's what it's really all about. It always has been. Motorsport is no different. You are no different. Your career is no different. And I really want to hit this home. You've got to be good at sales. Start to learn business. Just, you can do anything online now, right? Anything online. You can learn, you can do a sales course, start to figure out how people tweak, do some mental training courses about how to, not influence people, but how people tick, what they want, their needs, their desires, their values. And why they're in the sport, you know, it goes right down. But if you take up sales as your pastime, as your, anyway, just realize this, it's a necessity. If you put it now higher than it is on your hierarchy, on your priorities of what you need to be as a driver and start to train that side of it, it will help you a lot more than a tenth or two in your lap time. You've got to sell. I'm going to do some more videos on selling because it's so important. You've got to get this down. You've got to be an influencer, right? And I don't mean social media influencer. I mean, in your industry, you get everybody that's around you saying, I want that driver to succeed. I want to give them a shot. How can you do that? That comes from the engineer, from the coaches, from the team bosses that you're with, not the ones that you're not with, the mechanics, everybody, the truckies, everybody's got to say that driver, you are the person that should be backed, that deserves a shot. And they talk. I can't tell you the amount of decisions that come from just people talking and saying, I recommend this driver. I've done it. When I've had a sponsor come to me or a race team or a young driver program and they say, who do you think's the best person to back? Who do you think the person deserves it? They pretty much say, and I'll tell them. But it's not just me as a coach that gets access to these people. Engineers do. if a team boss has just lost their driver for some reason, injury, or they, you know, something happened, they fell out, and they need to find somebody quick, they quite often ask the engineer, or the engineer will hear that they need someone. And if the engineer likes you, engineers everywhere like you, one of them might say, why don't you give X a shot? Give him a shot, see what he does. And they give you a test or a race weekend or whatever. You've got to get on with everybody. And I don't mean be, you know, Mr. Likeable and do this, but get them to respect you. Win them over. Get them to, like I always say, fall in love with your story, your journey, and want you to succeed. That's part of selling. So not just selling to the decision makers, but sell yourself to the industry as the driver that deserves to go forward. Now, if you're not approachable, you're not really good at selling and all that, and you're a closed island, and you're fairly quick, it won't happen, all right? I want you to remember that. You've got to get out there and remember that every decision, all the thousands of decisions that are going to have to be a yes for you in the future, for you to get what you want, are going to be made by people. Now, how can you talk their true language? How can you meet their needs? How can you win them over and get people to give you a shot? You've got to understand the power of people power. If you can do that and learn how to communicate to them, you will have a much better career than if you're just quick and an arsehole. If you're just quick and a bit arrogant, because people don't really want to help you. If you can master people and just be the person that you really are, they'll fall in love with it. But you've got to give it everything, right? Look into sales. Sales is everything. If you need any more, if you've got a question, ask me and I'll do a video on it, like always. This one hasn't been for the first time, but because it's important. So get in touch if you've got a question and I might just do a video on it. All I want to say today is remember, sales is everything. You get people on your side, know how to influence their decisions, give them what they want in return for getting what you want, and you will go far in motorsport, you'll go far in life, you will get whatever you want. That's what it's all about. Play with it. Let me know how it goes, and I'll speak to you soon.